That's it. So then at that point, did that kind of also spark a love for even music, probably coming from a little musical family like that?
Sure, absolutely. But you know, it was interesting that if you grow up and your parents play bluegrass, you're going to want to play metal, you know, because in some ways it's the same musical style, because bluegrass is just redneck speed metal.
That's
It
it.
is, isn't it?
It is just the same, like, speed playing and finger where it's, you know, hilarious. But you're going to want to get as far away from whatever your parents like and listen to as you can. And so I started playing metal, you know, as a Kiss fan at 5, and then from that point on I was just, you know, I wanted to play electric guitar, so now I have a band. Now
That's
we're
it.
touring.
And it's 01. Is that the name of the band, right? Nice. And so are you playing guitar in it? Or are you singing? What are you doing, Hal?
Both play guitar and sing. Yeah, there's some fresh video, I guess, up on YouTube of us playing Madhouse last Friday night in San Francisco, with the guys. We played a thing with a show with Jet Boy, which was really
Yeah,
fun.
you betcha. So is it more metal then, kind of thing, or what's kind of the influence from the band?
I would go melodic metal because I'm a big obviously a Kiss fan, but I'm also a huge King's X fan,
Nice.
and so we do a lot of multi-part harmonies, and you know, there's a little bit of Ozzy and Skid Row and Alice in Chains mixed in there, I think.
Oh my gosh, dude. I freak yeah. I just have
Melodic rock, melodic hard rock, and it's, you know, and that's just what I like. I like songwriters. I like music. I mean, I like guys who can show off playing, but I think it has to be paced out with real songs.
So now with you have such a strong musical influence in your comedy, do you bring those together?
No, quite the opposite. I actually firewall them. I don't get them together at all.
Oh.
You know, because I don't want to mix the two and muddy them at all. I think there's a purity to stand up that should be left alone, like you and a microphone, you know? Because that's really, I think, as an audience member, when I see stand up, that's what I want to see. I want to see a guy make me laugh by himself. That's it, you know?
Awesome.
I noticed that you're regularly appearing with Joy Behar and on CNN's Your Money, but just the other night I was watching a DVR'd show of Dr. Drew, and there you were.
Oh, yes, right. They bring me on because, you know, I guess I think I'm the only person who will talk back to Drew.
I noticed that. I thought it was great.
Yeah,
Just get up there
you
and give
know,
it to
I
him.
call him America's prettiest drug dealer, for a reason, because he's a big fan of getting you on drugs. Just a different type of drug is all. He seems to think that there's a difference between pharmaceutical narcotics versus street narcotics, and I don't make that kind of distinction. I think they're all crap.
You betcha they
Dr.
are.
Drew, I had no
You know?
idea.
That's funny, dude.
Yeah. And if you're going to prescribe opiates to a stranger over the phone, I have to call you out on it. I mean, I know I like Loveline and I've listened for years, but when he starts going, "How much are you taking Zoloft and what's your, you know, like when you start messing with somebody's dosage, this person could be 600 pounds and trapped in a basement, or they could weigh, you know, a leader, you know, like you don't know whether they're giving you honest answers, or you can't diagnose somebody over the phone. It's
Right.
just not
No.
sensible.
That's
So I
good,
give them
dude.
crap for it. And
Good. Your new DVD,
Charmageddon.
Charmageddon, is coming out. It's out now, actually, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Charmageddon. Yeah, you can get it on Amazon, and it's, I think, I'm fairly sure it's on Netflix right now. It's not streaming yet, but it will be. And it was on. Showtime kept rebuying it, so we and now I guess it's airing on Logo, which is pretty cool. But feel free to watch it between now and Saturday because I won't be repeating any material.
Nice.
I always have a whole new set. A lot of times I don't repeat show to show, much less show to special.
Really?
So,
Man,
yeah.
that's some preparation, though. For sure, you got to do
Yeah.
if that's the case,
Well, the
man.
rule is, yeah, I think the rule is you have to have 3 hours of material, you know, for every hour you're on stage.
Got it. Wow, that's crazy.
So, yeah, so you have a lot to draw from, and you can vary the show up, and people are seeing something live. That's the other thing, too, is that you want to feel like you saw something that other people didn't see. That's the point of seeing it live.
Right, exactly. Nice, man. Hey, what's coming up in the future for you, buddy? You got any more kind of movies in the wings?
Well, it's funny. It's post-pilot season, and I, like a lot of other actors, are waiting to hear on a series. So
Okay.
we're keeping our fingers crossed on a Disney series that I did this year that looks like it'll be really fun to do. And
Nice.
unlike Queer as Folk and Talk Soup, give my, you know, nieces and nephews and little cousins something to watch.
That's a bonus.
Yeah, called
Cool.
Lab Rats. Yeah.
Oh, no. Do you have a show tonight to do?
Thursday's my only night off this week, and then I have band rehearsals on Sunday, and then we go out next week. It's
Great.
pretty heavy schedule these days.
It is heavy. So I was hoping that maybe you get to tool around and check out our crazy city and careful walking around naked because there are people that might join in.
Yeah, and stuff.
Yeah.
Those will leave a mark, dude, and scratch for sure, dude.
Yeah.
I've read that. I have. I went on the Bend, Oregon website to make sure that, you know, I knew all the safety hazards and, ahead of being there. I think it's very smart.
I love it, dude. That's cool, man.
So I'm bringing plenty of duct tape and astronaut food. So I should be fine. If I get lost in the woods or dragged into a cave by a bear.
And if you have a smartphone, don't worry because we'll find you.
That's it.
That's true, right? That's true. Sticks but trackable. That's Bend, Oregon.
There it is, baby.
All right. Hey, cool. Thank you so much for taking some time to chat with us. We're going to hook up some people with some tickets to see your show this Saturday night at 7:30 Tower Theater. Still a few tickets available. And again, just really, really cool talking with you, Hal.
Yeah, you too. Hopefully we'll see you Saturday night.
Sounds great, buddy.
Yeah, you will for sure.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
Peace.
Okay, bye.